Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Farzi Show, everybody. Presented by Steven Singer Jewelers. My name is Mark Farzetta. This is a little program I like to do called the Farzi Show. We got Phillies to talk about today. We got Nick Castellanos breaking out today. We got JT Realmuto saying that Nick Castellanos basically won in the game yesterday. We got Ranger Suarez being pulled out after 3 1/3 and 86 pitches. Oh, we got Dallas Cowboy conversation today. But most importantly, above all else, with all of that, the Phillies are up 1-0 in a 5-game series on the defending world champion, number one seed Atlanta Braves. That's where we're at today. And just for record, just for if you're just joining us, the Mets are home. So I just wanted to put that out. I just wanted to put that out there. Phillies are up 1-0 on the defending world champion, Atlanta Braves, and the Mets are home. Just wanted to put, you know what? I meant to say this yesterday, but we're watching our team in the playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the Phillies in the playoffs, and I don't like to rub someone's nose in, you know, anything that, I don't know, might hurt their feelings, right? But let's just take a second and realize the less fortunate in the world. The less fortunate, you know, the people that have watched maybe 100-win tees of a team like the New York Mets, and now they have to watch the New York Mets not play baseball and the Phillies play. So just what I'm saying is let's keep in mind people like Keith Hernandez. That's all I'm saying. Let's just keep Keith Hernandez in our thoughts and prayers as he was teased all season with this Mets team that's no longer in the playoffs, and the Phillies are now 1-game up on the defending world champion Atlanta Braves. I'm watching this game yesterday after quite the event that took place in my life. I'll get into it yesterday. It's on a late note, so don't be worried. But I'm watching this game yesterday, and the Phillies get their first two outs of the inning in the first inning, and then they come out with four straight two-out hits in that first inning to go up 2-0 on the Braves. I'm like, all right, here's a good start. Ranger Suarez gets himself into some trouble in the next couple of innings, pitches his way out over those next couple of innings, those next 3 1/3 innings of work there. I'm watching the Phillies continuously get two-out hits. I'm watching JT Realmuto get on base by a throwing error by Max Fried, who's usually so sure-handed and sure-armed. Great defense. Oh, I love what they talk about. What a great defensive player somebody is. What a great defending pitcher somebody is. And all of a sudden, he throws one almost away. And there was another play in the inning where I think it was Rhys Hoskins was almost safe on first base by a near-throwing error. And I think that one was barred by Darno. But Phillies did what you want to see every team do. What you want to see every single game from your baseball team. Hit with runners in scoring position. Get clutch two-out hits. And provide some sound fielding. And there's no better example of that sound fielding than Nick Castellanos in the ninth inning. I am ecstatic with this 7-6 win. 7-3 going into that ninth inning. And Zach Eflin, who we'll talk about, gave up a 3-run home run to Matt Olson. And as I put out yesterday on Twitter, if you've played first base for the Atlanta Braves between, let's say, 1991 to the present day, and your name is not Rico Bronya, just, I don't like you. I actually, you have given me so much pain in my life. I may respect your talent, Freddie Freeman, but I am not a Fred McGriff. I'm not a fan of yours. Rico Brody, shut up. Didn't think you'd hear that name today, did you? But That ball gets hit to Nick Castellanos in right field last night, yesterday afternoon. And the three-run home run had already happened. It's a one-run ball game. Contreras puts it out there to Castellanos. You see Castellanos closing on it. You're thinking, there's no way, no way Nick Castellanos, who's not fleet of foot, makes this catch. Out of nowhere, he turns into a gazelle, tracks down that fly ball, slides under it, and just gets the leather under the ball to bring it in for the catch. If he doesn't make that catch, Contreras probably scores on that play. Maybe at worst, the tying run goes on third base in that situation. If he doesn't make that catch, that's what happens. You're probably looking at a tie ball game. With the way that ball was hit, with Marsh was in center field at that time, maybe he makes it over in time for Contreras to just be held up at third, so the tying run would be on third base. Maybe that's what happens, but Contreras probably scores on that play. And the game's tied, and then you go into extra innings in the playoffs. And in game one, where you were up 7-3 going into the ninth inning, my heart couldn't have taken that. But fortunately, that's not what we needed. Fortunately, that's not what we needed to see the Phillies do, and they got out of it. There you go. But to watch Nick Castellanos go 3-for-5 from the plate and then make that catch, it was like he could do nothing wrong. JT Realmuto said after the game, I saw John Clark caught up with him on NBC Sports Philly, and JT Realmuto was the first interview that they hit that they put on the air, and JT just goes, yeah, he basically won the game for us. He's not wrong. 3-for-5, 3 runs batted in. Boehm had 2 RBIs for you last night. Bryce Harper had a couple of sacrifices for you. 3-for-3 on the day for Bryce Harper. Some of the big bats stepped up big. Rhys Hoskins had a big hit for this ball club as well. Good to see him break that awful 0-for-21 slump that he was in. But guys broke out. You got the win. All with the exception of it being a one-run ball game, for the most part of this game, it was comfortable. He had a couple of those situations with bases loaded that Ranger Suarez was able to pitch his way out of, which was great. I would rather you not need 6 pitchers to get through game one, but that's the way it kind of shook out. And now you really got to rely on Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, but most notably Zach Wheeler today, the Georgia native, who's got a tough draw today with the pitcher he's going to be going up against in Kyle Wright. But you're going to need your aces to pitch like aces, because you used a lot of your bullpen yesterday. I'd like to give those guys at least a little bit of a break. Now, going into yesterday's ballgame, I was kind of nervous about Zach Eflin being the closer for the Phillies. I don't like the idea of him being the closer. I like him being in the bullpen. I don't mind. Hey, that's a starting pitcher that's able to take the lesser role because of injury and perform well. I think he can perform well coming out of the bullpen, and for the most part, has. This was his third appearance in as many playoff games. All right? I don't really like Zach Eflin as the closer. I don't like Zach Eflin as the all of a sudden he's now the closer. I know David Robertson is out celebrating. Thanks. He's out because of an injury suffered while celebrating the win over the Cardinals. Fantastic. That's about right. Right. We can't have nice things. But now all of a sudden he's the closer. Corey Knebel we know is out. So there you go. I don't like the idea of Zach Eflin all of a sudden being the closer. Not only is he getting used to the role of being in the bullpen, but now he's getting used to the role of having to slam the door on opponents. I think that's a lot to ask. And I wasn't jumping to that conclusion. I didn't like it. My knee-jerk reaction to him being the closer all of a sudden was, I don't like this. And now we're 7 hits into his closer career in 3 innings and 3 earned runs. Did I get that right? 4 earned runs in 3 innings. I don't like it. I don't think the playoffs is a time to break in a closer. I don't like it. Sir Anthony Dominguez has had his struggles as of late. Alvarado, I don't know, but something tells me Eflin ain't the guy. Love him. Admire that he's in the bullpen. I want him in the bullpen. I love the move that he is in the bullpen. I think closer role for him might be a little too much for a guy that's just now getting broken into the bullpen. So I would look at Alvarado. I look at Dominguez more in that role as opposed to Eflin in that role. Now, with that being said, Sir Anthony Dominguez is just throwing straight fire. And the two innings he was able to get you yesterday were huge. Comes in, gives you the sixth and the seventh inning. Four strikeouts, I believe, in that time. And just was humming 100 miles per hour, doing what he does. That was vintage Sir Anthony Dominguez for you yesterday. That was on point, Sir Anthony Dominguez. He's exactly what you needed in that exact spot, and he gave Rob Thompson some big pitches right there, and that was what you want to see. Three strikeouts over those two innings, no hits, no walks. He was perfect, and 18 pitches as well. I start to get a little nervous if he gets around 20, because then I start thinking this is game one of this series, and this is a good Atlanta Braves team. I in no way, shape, or form see the Phillies sweeping this series. It's going to be Wheeler or it's going to be Nola that I feel is going to give us a – not a dud, but at least a disappointing performance somewhere along the line. But the Phillies are set up in the best possible position. And it made me think about yesterday, the people that just didn't want them to make the playoffs. Oh, they make the playoffs, they're going to get embarrassed. Yeah, okay, if that happens, fine. At least they're in the playoffs. That was my standpoint on it. I in no way, shape, or form expected them to roll the Cardinals. And I in no way, shape, or form expected them to go up 1-0. On the Braves. I mean, yesterday I was like, yeah, they'll win this game. And I'm like, yeah, you know, they got it today. Braves, a little bit of layoff, 5 days between games. Maybe the Phillies will jump out and they get. They jumped out with two outs in the first inning with some clutch hits. Did the same thing in the third inning, same thing in the fourth inning. And then they just basically had control of the game. And your bullpen came in for the most part, with the exception of Connor Brogdon coming in and allowing some big hits. And then the exception of the ninth inning was Zach Eflin. Yeah, bullpen did just fine. But this Phillies team is doing what we thought they would do by the start of the year. We knew the Braves were going to be a big opponent. We knew the Mets were going to be a big opponent when it came to this National League East. But the Phillies right now, with Nick Castellanos playing the way that he's playing, they have put themselves in a phenomenal position with Wheeler and Nola going over the next couple days here. Nola will get the start at home against the Braves coming up on Friday. And if they pitch the way we know they can pitch, and if this truly is the Nick Castellanos breakout series, then the Phillies are going to be in at least the National League Championship Series. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but that's what's in line. By taking game one with Ranger Suarez, the lesser of your three pitchers that were set to pitch, and it was a best of five series. First one of three moves on. The Phillies have set themselves up. And I know it got brought up a couple of times during the broadcast, and it's an obvious point, but it's one worth saying. When you have a guy like Nick Castellanos who underperformed throughout this season, he has a great playoff series. He has a great playoff run. Oh, no one's going to remember that. You know what becomes the lead story in the 2022 Nick Castellanos Phillies debut season? You know what becomes the lead story? Oh, man, what a playoff run Nick Castellanos had. That's what becomes the lead story. And to see him come up clutch with those hits yesterday, and to see him come up with that catch yesterday, it gets you thinking, maybe the quarter's in the machine. Maybe the Nick Castellanos machine is going to start firing on all cylinders. Because if it does, some good things are going to happen for this Phillies team in the playoffs. Matchup you got today, you got Zach Wheeler going up against Kyle Wright. Wheeler 12-5 on the season with a 2.72 ERA. Three starts versus the Braves this season. 2-0 in those three starts with a 2.70 ERA. Not too shabby. Kyle Wright, 21-5 on the season is the righty. 3.19 ERA. Got his 20th win against the Phillies back on September 24th. He was 2-1 against the Phillies this year with a 2.84 ERA in three starts. So that's what is on tap for us today in game two of this National League Division Series. And just in case you're just joining us, the Mets are home. The Mets are home. Let's get to some of the reaction from last night's game because it's worth listening to. Nick Castellanos had me laughing out loud when I was watching him after the game yesterday. Nick Castellanos takes to the podium. Him and Bryce Harper are sharing a podium for the postgame. We'll also listen to you from Rob Thompson. We'll get to that in a second. But here's Nick Castellanos on what could be his breakout game as a member of the Phillies.
I mean, if anytime that I do anything to help the team, it wins. You know, being able to now get to where, as a team, we want to get to the postseason, we're in a great spot. So, I mean, it's kind of just a fresh start, a clean slate, you know, so to speak. And, you know, obviously these games are really intense. So, it, for me, that helps me lock in, you know, and kind of slow things down. So, it's just a lot of fun. Baseball is really, really fun right now.
I mean, I imagine for you it's been the most fun it's been all year, right?
There's no question.
That's a lot of fun. This is great right now. You could save an entire season for yourself. Below your career, below your average of last year, below your home run numbers, you had some injury issues at the end of the season, fine. You could save your entire season by bringing it in the postseason. Now, that catch, it was the batter after Zach Eflin in the ninth inning gave up the three-run home run to Matt Olson. He slides in, makes the catch. I think it was Todd Zielecki of MLB.com, Phillies.com, that put the question out, or put the question out there, saying, "Hey, just take us through. Take us through what happened." Maybe it was Marcus Hayes. "Take us through what happened on that final play. What happened?" Or not final play. "What happened on that the second out of the inning there? Take us through the catch." Here's Castellanos on the catch.
Well, I mean, I saw him swing, and then I saw him hit it, and it was just going towards me, and I ran and caught it as best I could, and it worked out.
So it was coming towards you. You ran to it, and you caught it. There's no easier way to put it, all right? It reminds me of, was it Major League 2? Yeah, it was Major League 2. "That broadcasting school has really paid off." No, but when Harry Doyle passes out, and he's like, "Take the rest of it, Marty," and he passes out. And there's this sharply hit line drive, I think the shortstop, and the shortstop dives and catches it. And the play-by-play by Marty is, "Fly ball, caught." Like, Nick Castellanos makes, in essence, a game-saving catch. And afterwards, "Could you walk us through it?" "It was hit towards me. I ran after it. I slid and I caught it. Thank you." Hold for applause. It reminded me of that TikTok trend. "I have the ball. I bounce it." Anyway, all right, that's the whole bad thing. But bottom line is, I feel great for Nick Castellanos, and so does the skipper. Rob Thompson talked about Castellanos' game afterwards.
"Yeah, I mean, it's a big moment, you know, in this series, first game of the series to win this. This game is huge for us. So, you know, he's had some big moments. He's hit a home. He hit a home run here earlier in the season that won a game for us. But that was a great game for him."
I think my friends over there at NBC Sports Philly left the mics on, but that's fine. But you get the gist there from Rob Thompson. Every sport, it's every athlete. It's not just baseball. Every single sport, when you have an athlete that everyone knows he's a good ball player. Nick Castellanos is a good ball player. John Smoltz was talking about during the broadcast yesterday, talking about how Nick Castellanos is a good ball player. You're going to see those numbers for him. Hit a uptick next year. It was just a down year, a transitional year, if you will, for Nick Castellanos. And, you know, I hope he's right. But on top of that, I think he is right. Because I think Nick Castellanos, a guy who's been a good ball player for a long time, was a big prospect coming out of the Detroit Tigers organization. I think he is going to have a lot of success in Philadelphia. And if this starts right now in the playoffs, there's no better time for that success to start. But when you look at what he was able to do last year versus this year, we all know that he has underachieved greatly. And what the big quote was coming into this season was there was one player that the Phillies were willing to go over the luxury tax for, and that player evidently was Nick Castellanos. Nick Castellanos addresses the media when he gets signed by the Phillies, and what does he say? "I don't have a college degree. I hit baseballs." All right, well, let's hit some baseballs there, Nick. So last year, he bats over 300. He hits 309. This year, 263. That's not very good, babe. Last year on base percentage, 362. This year, 305. No bueno. And then, and partially, I'll take into account injury, but he was healthy for the vast majority of the season. He had 136 games and 138 games last year for Cincinnati. He hit 34 home runs. 34 home runs in 138. He played two fewer games this year And he hit 21 fewer home runs.
No bueno.
But Nick, all that goes out the window when you become the NLDS MVP. They don't do that. But the postseason MVP. Cross your fingers for that. For the people that didn't want them to make the playoffs, this is why you get to the dance. And I don't know where it goes from here. I love Zach Wheeler on the hill. I love the momentum that the Phillies have right now. I love the confidence that the Phillies have right now. They got the one win in the pocket. They did their job. They stole a win away from the Braves on their home turf. Love the setup right now. I don't know how good it's going to be. It feels good. I'm feeling good about today, too. It's hard. How do you pick against the Phils at this point? The way they played game one of the playoffs against the Cardinals, they came back in the ninth. Are you kidding me? How do you bet against this team? I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. But the way they're set up right now it's good. It's the best possible scenario. When it comes to 3-0 in the playoffs, when it comes to scoring runs and clutch hits, when it comes to your two aces being on the hill for the next two games, and you've already stole one in Atlanta, and all of a sudden it looks like Nick Castellanos is going to start to get hot. How do you pick against this team? How do you bet against this team? I can't do it. I won't do it. I refuse to do it. You know why? Because that sounds dumb. Why? Oh, well, they've won a lot, so now they're going to lose. No, I'm not going to. Law of averages, I get, but no, thank you. Law of averages doesn't matter when they got Nick Castellanos hitting the baseball all of a sudden. Philly set themselves up in the perfect position. I think they take advantage of this. The Braves are a really good baseball team. And I don't think today is any type of crazy game. I think today is a edge of your seat 2-1 type of ball game. As much as I'd love to say, like, I think Nick Castellanos gets, here's my bold prediction today. If I'm going to throw that out, I was thinking about it. I think Nick Castellanos gets a home run in his first bat. We all feel great. I think he goes 0-for-3 the rest of the game. Maybe a walk in there somewhere. But so 0-for-2 the rest of the way, his next two at bats. And then, Philly's got to close it out again. And Zach Eflin comes in, makes us feel a little bit better about him being the closer again. But I think it's going to be a 2-1, 3-2 type ball game, edge of your seat type of ball game today. As much as I'd love to see another, 7-3 lead going into the ninth inning, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be an edge of your seat type of game where Zach Wheeler shows up, pitches phenomenally well. I think Kyle Wright comes out here and pitches really well. And I think we got a pitcher's duel for the vast majority of the day. I think both pitchers go deep in the ball game. And I think this bullpen gets a big rest in this game. So that's what I see for today. And I'll go and give it to you right now. Phillies win 3-2. That'll be my prediction for today's game. Before I get into some of the, what else do I have for you? Is that what I got? That's what I got. Before I get to the football stuff today, because, obviously it's Cowboys week, so it's a rather big week here. I do want to tell you my friend Steven Singer. Steven Singer, Jewelers, the other corner of 8th and Wano, right there on Jewelers Row. Ladies and gentlemen, do what I do. When it comes to all your big jewelry purchases, check out my man Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. He's been in the love business in Philadelphia for over 40 years. So if you're looking to get engaged, if you're looking for that perfect gift for that perfect person in your life, that special someone, look no further than Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers, because Steven offers the perfect price. I know a lot of people get nervous when it comes to buying jewelry. They feel like they have to negotiate, they have to haggle. But at Steven Singer Jewelers, you get the perfect price every single day. Online at IHateStevenSinger.com, always fast and free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. While the jewelers are market prices way up, just to mark it down a couple of bucks in front of you, Steven's already setting you at the perfect price. So the person next to you is paying exactly what you're paying. You don't got to worry about haggling or negotiating or any of that type of pressure. The only thing you have to worry about is what beautiful piece of dazzling diamond jewelry you want to buy. One place, one price, the perfect price. Online at IHateStevenSinger.com. All right. It's Cowboys week. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday Night Football. Eagles 5-0, Cowboys 4-1. We'll see what the deal is with Dak Prescott. Eagles coming off an interesting win, we'll call it. I use this term because I invented this term. I use the term moral loss. Like, there's no moral victories, right? If you lose a game, it's not like, well, we did this well. Like, no, there's no moral victories. I know that. But I believe in moral losses. I don't think allowing 17 points to the Arizona Cardinals and your offense only scoring 20 points is necessarily a moral loss. But I know a lot of people focused on the negative. And yes, you have to focus on the negative in wins. And that's the blueprint that this team has laid out for you throughout the entire season. There's a lot of room for improvement. And you have a lot of improving you have to do, regardless if Dak Prescott's 100% healthy, regardless if Cooper Rush is the quarterback. You have a lot of improvement to do, to make, before Micah Parsons comes into South Philadelphia on Sunday night in prime time. A lot of improvement you got to make. So your defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, addressed the media yesterday, and here's his opening statement to wrap up the way they played against the Cardinals and the way they should play against the Dallas Cowboys. Here's JG on the game.
Tough, hard-fought game. Good to go on the road against a good opponent, a good offense, and get a win. Got to clean some things up, but I thought our guys battled. We fought pretty hard. Had to make some adjustments there in the second half, and I thought they handled that well. And ultimately, you know, we got the win, but we need to clean some things up and play a little bit better. So that's our focus now, is on to Dallas and how to stop this crew.
Oh, okay. That sounds easy. All right. Just how to stop Dallas and how to do that. I didn't think there'd be a time where I'd be more worried about Tony Pollard than I am Ezekiel Elliott, but that's kind of where we're at right now when it comes to facing a Cowboys offense. Yes, they got weapons. They got guys that they could certainly use to exploit anything you do with the secondary, but the secondary is also pretty good here. So this might be the toughest challenge for a guy like Cooper Rush. So I definitely like the matchup there. The thing that scares me is whether or not your offensive line is going to be banged up, and you got to find a way to stop Mike Parsons. Because he is a man possessed. The speed he has, like the thing that bothered me above all else was the pressure that Jalen Hurts was constantly under against the Arizona Cardinals. Because J.J. Watt's 33 years old. If I see him unblocked and getting in the backfield and hitting my quarterback, I don't feel too good about that. Micah Parsons creates those plays on the regular. I don't need him in the backfield hitting Jalen Hurts almost every play. I don't need him in the backfield making Jalen Hurts think to himself, well, where's Micah Parsons right now? And have that concern. Now, he's got to be aware of where he's at, no doubt. But when it comes to Micah Parsons just kind of lurking back there, I want my quarterback to also, you know, I don't know, focus on delivering the football. And Nick Sirianni, for my liking, has gotten a little RPO or pass happy. So is Shane Steichen. This would be a game where I'd like to see the Eagles make sure they're running the football. And it's not just because I have a lot of confidence in Miles Sanders. It's because I also want to know that my quarterback is not getting hit every single play. The only way you could really take Micah Parsons out of this is if he is in the backfield and you've already handed the ball to your running back and that ball's already 10 yards upfield. If that's what you're going to do, and there's a good chance that you do have a lot of RPOs in this game for that very reason, to try to save Jalen Hurts, I wouldn't mind the old line up under center, turn around, hand the ball out, hand the ball off to Miles Sanders or Kenny Gainwell, or hopefully Boston Scott's healthy, and you just run the ball up the middle, whatever that might be, bounce it outside, cut back, whatever you got to do. But whatever keeps Micah Parsons off of Jalen Hurts, let's focus on that and not making mistakes. Do that and they're going to win this football game. But The honest to God, the thing that has me the most excited about this game is really got nothing to do with what the Eagles do on offense, because I think they got explosive players, and as long as Jalen Hurts is upright, you're going to win this game.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But the biggest mismatch I see is what James Bradbury, it's what Darius Slay can do in this secondary against Cooper Rush. It's what CeeDee Deuce, another week in the system, another week with this team, hopefully getting his feet even more wet and all that. It's more so what your defense can do against this offense. That's the thing I'm going to be looking forward to the most. I know offense is always the sexy thing to talk about, but defensively speaking, I look forward to what I believe will be the mismatch of Cooper Rush versus this secondary. That's what I'm looking forward to. Now, if you do end up playing Dak Prescott, I know it's prime time, Dak. I know your team is 4-0 without you. I know the one blemish on your record is the game that you started. But if Dak Prescott comes back and plays in this game, there is no way I believe he's 100% healthy. There's no way Dak Prescott is 100% healthy. Couldn't grip a football last week. Now all of a sudden he's going to be able to sling it down the field in the Sunday night game against your rival? Against an undefeated team? Oh, no. No, I don't think so. The only way Dak plays this game, if he speeds himself back, I'm good. No, look, I'm good. I can play. If that's the case, ring the dinner bell, Jonathan Gannon. Hit the quarterback. Hassan Reddick, the leash is off, fella. Go eat. Smell that blood. Be the shark in the water that smells that blood. Go after it. Because, I mean, I remember a guy like Kurt Warner, right? He had a whole year with the New York Giants. Remember this? Where he had that thumb injury and he couldn't grip the football and he was terrible. Was it 2 years with the Giants? Then he goes to Arizona and revamps his career. Beats the Eagles in 09 in the NFC Championship game. I still think Kevin Curtis was, his legs were taken out from under him. Pass interference wasn't called, but whatever. If he can't grip that football, forget about it. Eagles defense got to eat. Jonathan Gannon got to be aggressive. And if they're going to be concentrating on running the football and Tony Pollard's going to be trying to break off those runs, Ezekiel Elliott's going to try to wear you down in the middle of that offensive line, every once in a while you run right into the mouth of that run game. And when you don't, hopefully you at least hit that quarterback. Hopefully you see a guy like Hassan Reddick tipping that ball out of the hand of a guy like Dak Prescott, if Dak Prescott plays in this game. So, yes, I'm excited to see what Jalen Hurts does. I'm excited to see this offense hopefully score more than 20 points. It'll be tough against another tough Dallas defense, as they just pointed out with their star of the show, Michael Parsons. But the thing that I look forward to the most is what this defense can do against that offense, whether it's Cooper Rush or whether it's Dak Prescott. But there's no way you could convince me, other than Dak Prescott goes out there and throws for 4 touchdowns, whatever, but there's no way you could convince me prior to game time, Dak Prescott's up, he's playing for the Cowboys, he's starting this game. There's no way when you tell me that I'll believe that he's 100%. And hopefully it plays out that way for the Eagles' sake when the game actually kicks off. Speaking of that defense, Shane Steichen addressed the media. And the lead up to this question was, if you remember earlier in the year, Nick Sirianni was asked about going up against a guy like J.J. Watt in his career. And it's like, have you talked about J.J. Watt? Have you thought about J.J. Watt? This is in the prime of his career. Have you thought about how you're going to block him or try to scheme away from him, whatever it might be? So the question to Shane Steichen here was, how much have you thought about Micah Parsons? And in this matchup here, what are you going to do to try to avoid Micah Parsons having success in this game? So Shane Steichen was asked how much he's thought of Micah Parsons this week.
He's a really good football player. I know Coach mentioned it yesterday. He's got to be accounted for on every play. He flies around. They line him up all over the place. Really good pass rusher. He's got speed. He's got power. So we got to be aware of him. And this is a really good defense we're facing. They're very sound in what they do. They play hard. They're physical. It's going to be a heck of a challenge for us. Again, one we're looking really forward to. I know the link's going to be rocking on Sunday night, so we're fired up for it.
That's Shane Steichen yesterday on where the hell's Micah Parsons at? Always got to know where he is. Always got to know where he is. No question about that. Just do what you can do to protect your quarterback. Even if I'm expecting Jordan Mailata to come back from this game. He almost played in last week's game. So that'd be nice to at least know that you have your two tackles out there in Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. And then you just see what you can do with the left guard position. See what you can do with the rest of the offensive line that was dealing with injuries as well. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. Let me tell you right now about the people at Manscaped, the leader in below-the-waist grooming, and their Platinum Package 4.0. Fellas, you want to look good everywhere, right? Well, that's where Manscaped enters the conversation. And their Platinum Package 4.0, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, and it all comes with skin-safe technology that helps reduce the risk of nicks so you can manscape with confidence and comfort. plus the ultra premium body wash, shampoo, 2-in-1 conditioner, deodorant, crop preserver, anti-chafing ball deodorant, crop reviver ball spray toner. What? Anti-chafing boxers and the shed travel bag that you'll be using to hold the goods that you'll be using to take care of your goods from Manscaped. Use promo code Farzy at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. What? 20% off and free shipping with Manscaped at manscaped.com. You can trust them with the whole shebang. How about Mojo? Have you taken part in Mojo? Download the Mojo app right now. Available in New Jersey on iOS, by the way. Must be 21 or older, physically located in New Jersey. Trade on Mojo. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mojo treats every player like they're a stock. So that's 300 skilled players across quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends around the NFL. Each athlete has a stock price on Mojo and a share price that rises and falls in real time based on on-field performance, news, or anything else that might affect expectations. Prices move all year long, so there's no off-season. When it comes to things on Mojo, you can look at that share price and know statistically where it's going to be and where it's at. So it's live. There's no off season. It's 365 days a year, and it is a great time. Very exciting to trade on Mojo. So if there's a rookie out there that you like, you think they're doing a great job, no one else is really noticing yet, maybe you think they're about to break out, buy low, sell high. Perfect stock price. A couple of the stock prices that are up right now with the share prices here. Daniel Jones up $1.11. Matthew Stafford down $1.72. Maybe because he faced that Cowboy defense. So those are just some examples. Download the Mojo app to your phone right now. Check out Mojo.com. Once again, Mojo is available in New Jersey on iOS, but just by downloading the app, you can have a chance to win up to $10,000 in free shares of player stock. Click the link in the description and you'll have a chance to win $10,000 in free shares of player stock. Once again, 21 or older, physically located in New Jersey to trade on Mojo. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. How about Freestone Farm CBD? FreestoneFarmCBD.com. When it comes to CBD, do you like CBD? Do you use CBD? You want to try a different CBD? Try Freestone Farm CBD, FreestoneFarmCBD.com. You'll love what they have, whether it's something that maybe you just got done working out, you're looking to relax, FreestoneFarmCBD.com. Trouble sleeping? FreestoneFarmCBD.com. They have some incredible stuff at FreestoneFarmCBD.com. Oh, they're insane tropical-tasting Bayox that clocks in at a chart-topping 24.1%, and Super CBD, which is half Hindu,
Kush,
and 21% genetics are off the charts. There's nothing synthetic from farm to jar, by the way, because they grow all their premium hemp flower in the Garden State with all organic inputs and IPM. And after harvest, they carefully preserve all their plant compounds with a perfect 3-month cure. Go to FreestoneFarmCBD.com. Use promo code Farzy for 20% off. FreestoneFarmCBD.com. How about PHL Sports Nation, Philadelphia Sports Nation, enhancing your Philadelphia sports fan experience across all social media and blogs? That's PHLSportsNation.com. Before I get to the chat check, I mentioned this earlier. I watched that Phillies game under great duress, all right? I had some running around I had to do yesterday, some errands to run, including buy a card for our neighbors that are getting married. I told you guys yesterday, I mentioned to Dave Shaw, who joined us, I said, we got invited to go to their wedding in Italy. My wife and I, for those who don't know, we got married in Siena, Italy. And our neighbors, who we met a year after we moved, or a year after our wedding, also were looking to get married in Italy. So my wife gave her, the bride, the information of the wedding planner. They planned the whole wedding in Italy, whatever. And they said, hey, you know, it was a last minute thing, which is totally fine. Do you want to, you guys want to come to our wedding? We had two people, an aunt and uncle, that couldn't go. They got COVID, so they can't travel. Do you want to go? And we looked at flights and they're just astronomical, so we couldn't do it. Like literally $4,000 for one flight. Not happening. Plus we already were in Paris and, you know, we were in England. So like we already did Europe, you know, in the last 6 months. So we said no, but last minute. So I'm like, I got to get them a card. So I go to CVS, grab a card, right? We got euros. We gave them euros. Like, hey, have dinner on us over there. So anyway, I'm like, oh, there's one of my favorite pizza shops across the street. I'm going to sit in the pizza shop, fill out the card, go back home. I knew they were leaving yesterday. And long story short, I sit down and our awesome nanny calls me and she goes, Mark, did you want to give them a present before they left? And I'm like, yeah, why? And she goes, they're leaving right now. I was probably, how many blocks? I was 9 blocks away from my house. I had just gotten my very greasy slices of pepperoni pizza. I had to go through great trouble to get these euros because I went to my bank. We don't have them. This bank has them. I go to that bank. We don't have them. This bank has them. Oh, my God. I go to that bank. They're like, you have to give us your American cash and we give you euros. I'm like, I can't just use a debit card. They're like, no, you're not a member of this bank, so we can't do that. I'm like, ah! So I have to get out of line. I have to go to the ATM. I have to get the cash out. I got to go exchange it. And then I got to come back home. And I finally get to sit down to have 2 slices of pepperoni pizza that I was craving. And my nanny goes, hey, Mark, they're leaving right now. Ah! So I, with 2 slices of pepperoni pizza, and somehow magically, this wedding card that I just knew I was going to get pepperoni grease all over, I don't. Somehow, by some act of God, I'm walking down. I'm like holding it in one hand, holding the 2 slices of pepperoni. I don't know if I've ever looked fatter in my entire life than 2 slices of pepperoni in one hand and like a wedding card in the other. As I'm walking down the street at a very brisk pace, breathing heavy, eating the pizza, going. I know the Phillies are starting in like 30 minutes. And I got to make it home. Got to see the neighbors. Got to sit down. Got to get comfortable. Got to get organized, whatever. Get my notepads, all that stuff ready to go. And wouldn't you know it, as I'm literally walking up my block, I see my man getting in his car, put the last suitcase in his car. The soon-to-be missus is sitting in a shotgun. And I literally reach my head through the window. I was done my pizza at this point. No grease on the envelope by somehow magic. And the bride is like so moved that she sees me sweating. Probably my face was covered in pepperoni grease. Just made it to this guy. Just made it to you guys. Safe travel. A little something for me and my wife. Have a great time. And like moved to tears that because she knows I'm anti-working out. And she knows the great lengths it took for me to crush my pepperoni pizza and hand them this beautiful wedding gift of euros, whatever, and a card. And she's tearing up. Safe travels. Thanks, Mark. This is a very beautiful moment. And then I sit down, and under duress, I watch the first inning of that Phillies game. They get 2 outs, and then they get the four 2-out hits in a row. And by the end of that, I caught my breath. So that's why I was under great duress when I started watching the Phillies game, because I was crushing slices of pepperoni pizza while walking 9 city blocks. You know, it felt good to walk, though. I feel like I really got a workout in. I feel like I really got a workout in. And maybe I got to do that again today. Maybe that's the only way Nick Cassianos hits, if I crush 2 slices of pepperoni and walk 9 city blocks. But anyway, good morning, chat. Nice to have you. April, good morning. Oh, that's great. April, now, F that. We aren't taking the high road when it comes to the Mets. You know, let me steal a line from primetime, Deion Sanders. I would take the high road, but I don't have directions.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mihai, what's going on, Mihai? Alyssa! What's up, Alyssa? Kevin, nice to have you. Morning, Farzi, everybody. Good morning. April, I'll take defense like that from Cassianos if he isn't going to hit consistently. Hey, I'll take defense like that, absolutely. Comes up in the clutch, but hey, man, when you got 3 hits in a ball game and you got 3 RBIs as well, oh, keep that coming. Keep that coming, too. Alyssa, knew Eflin as the closer was too good to be true. I don't, like, what's wrong with just, hey, man, pitching the bullpen? That's all we need you for. I don't need you all of a sudden to be a closer. Wait, what are we talking about here? Oh, Alyssa, at least we don't have to listen to A-Rod and K butcher the names anymore. How much fun was that? Did you see Kevin Stocker did tweet that out, tweet the clip out? when A-Rod's trying to sound like he knows the 93 feels. You don't know the 93 feels, A-Rod. You don't know me. You don't know me. Well, the Phillies in 93 had Kevin Stockton. Kevin Stocker then tweets out, what? With the video? Pretty funny. But anyway, watched that yesterday. I like the broadcast team they have yesterday. I know John Smoltz, there was a couple instances there where I thought he was trying to jinx us. You shut your yapper, Smoltz. Anyway. Josh Innes used to tell me all the time that I looked like John Smoltz. He felt like he and I looked similar. I don't see it. And then I realized he also thought I looked like Rick Tockett. And I think he's just a baldist. I think he's just a baldist. I think he just thinks all bald guys look alike. And I think that's a shame. I don't see it. I don't see the Smoltz thing. Yeah. I see the Nick Sirianni thing. When people tell me I look like Nick Sirianni, I can see that. And if you can see it, odds are you look like that person. That's the way. But a boop. Listen, Nick Castellanos, a man. I got to listen to it one more time. Hey, Nick, tell us about that catch.
Well, I mean, I saw him swing, and then I saw him hit it, and it was just going towards me, and I ran and caught it as best I could, and it worked out.
Fly ball. Caught.
Nick Castellanos, man. Jammin' Gibson. What's up, Jammin' Gibson? Can't wait to be there Friday. Oh, you're going to the game Friday. That's awesome. Paul Keen. Paul Keen, did you miss much? I mean, you missed a lot. You missed a second of this show, right? By the way, just a little tease here. There might be some interesting news. In the not too distant future, maybe this week, maybe next week, but there might be some interesting news. John Cheeseborough, drinking game for Sunday Night Football. Take a shot when Chris Collinsworth says, "Now here's a guy." Take two shots when Collinsworth tries to talk through his laughter. Take a shot if he doesn't do that. Oh, if he doesn't do that slide to get into place. I have a spoiler, guys. I have a spoiler for you. Chris Collinsworth never slid. Yeah. Yeah. It's a pan. Pan? Panned. Panned? There's a D on the end. It's a pan to the right. So essentially, now it's Mike Tirico, obviously. Mike Tirico, and what are they going to have to do to be good at football today, Chris? And then Chris kind of turns, and the camera pans to bring him in. I wish it was a slide. But Fred Gadelli, who is now producing Thursday Night Football, I believe. He was the producer of Sunday Night Football forever and my old boss. And he shot down that whole slide thing. It's not a slide anymore. So, you know, why let the facts get in the way of a good story? But yes, Chris does say, "Now here's a guy," a lot. And one of the things that still drives me crazy about Chris Collinsworth is the talking through the laughter. Michael Parsons. What? All right. Wait, what? What did I miss? Come on. What am I doing here? April says to JC, who had the to John Cheesebro, who had the Collinsworth drinking game suggestions, "Are you trying to kill people?" John Cheesebro, "Did I neglect to mention that I call this game instant death?" Sean Gillespie, "Dan Quinn should get many head coaching offers. Hopefully McCarthy stays in Dallas." You know, Seth Joyner made a really good point on the postgame show, and he's made a ton of them. So it's obviously not a rarity, but a really good point that he made about the Giants versus the Cowboys, like who you would rather face. And I said, I would rather face the Giants because Michael Parsons scares the ever-loving hell out of me. But you know what he made a great point about? Both sides of the football with Brian Daboll offense and Mike Kafka, former Eagles quarterback, Mike Kafka offensive coordinator. But he said Daboll and Martindale are brilliant at what they do. They're a better coach team than the Dallas Cowboys. And I thought to myself, yeah, that is always an X factor. So that's one thing I do keep in the back of my mind. Like, I have, let me tell you right now, I have zero respect for Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones sucks. But a well-coached Daniel Jones, you have my attention. And that seems to be where we're at right now. Paul Keen, welcome back to the show. Meetings are stupid. I had to sit in a meeting a week ago. I haven't sat in a meeting in a long time. And I realized, man, and my wife's in the corporate world, so she's a lot of meetings. Wow, I forgot how much I hated meetings. And here's what's the worst thing about meetings ever, and I think everyone knows what I'm about to say here. The person that talks just so you know they're there. Just so the boss knows they're there. Oh, Pete. That's an interesting point, Pete. Thank you. And everyone else is like, God, Pete, shut up. Everyone knows the paper towels are over the sink. What, really? 99% of the people in the meeting are thinking, this could have been an email. And old Pete over there. Damn you, Pete. Pete's like, no, now's my time to shine. There was a Pete in my meeting. And in my mind, I was not thinking nice things about Pete. Paul Keen, 11:30 a.m. over here. He has some meetings. Welcome back, Paul. John Cheesebro, I think this week the Eagles have to get after Cooper Rush, bring some pressure. I'm with you. Yeah, I hope Avante Maddox is back as well. Oh, wait. April, and this is why I'm so glad my branch doesn't deal with foreign currency. Such a pain in the butt. Yeah, man. That was an ordeal yesterday. And like I had to lie to somebody yesterday because I didn't want to prolong the conversation. So I told you I was getting the euros for my neighbors who are getting married over there. And I was like, hey, do you guys do euros? Ooh, we don't do euro, but, and then they sent me to the first bank that was wrong. And as I'm walking out of the first bank, some other teller that I wasn't dealing with said, have a nice trip. And I was like, at that point, what am I going to be like? Oh, it's not for me. It's for my, like, am I going to prolong this? No. Because then the next person in line is waiting for me to end my BS conversation. So I was just like, thanks. It was one of those stupid things. But anyway. Wait, what? John Cheesebro, nice tribute to Major League 2. Thank you. What? Mihai Sanchez, where is Keith Hernandez now? Yeah, you know where he is? Home. Farzi is literally the real Homer Simpson. I'm not far off. Pepperoni. damn it, Farzi, you couldn't let me keep the magic. Sorry, man. Oh, man. All right, you guys are great. Thanks so much, everyone in the chat. You guys are fantastic, as per usual. I believe we're going to hear from our guy, Nick Sirianni, today. And Jalen Hurts, most likely to address the media as well today. Look, they're never going to tell you the game plan. I think we all realize that. Yeah, Nick Sirianni's press conference today. Jalen Hurts addresses the media today. And the Eagles will have their walkthrough for the Dallas Cowboys. So one thing I want to hear from Nick Sirianni is whether or not Milton Williams did tip that football. He said he was going to look at the tape again. He said he was going to talk to Milton Williams and if Milton Williams would get credited for a blocked field goal that ultimately could have saved the win for the Eagles and prevented them from having to go to overtime against the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm interested to hear about that. He's not going to talk about game plan, but I do want to hear about whether or not they're going to focus a little bit more on the run. If he'll say anything to that effect, going up against the Cowboys to making sure they're keeping, Jalen Hurts, jersey clean. That's what I'd like to see there. That's one of the things I want to hear from him. Also Jalen Hurts' reaction to playing the Dallas Cowboys and also how many questions he gets about facing the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles have lost, I believe, 3 in a row now against the Cowboys. So that's interesting. I want to see how they, address that today in terms of prepping for this game. And then once again today, 4:35 start time in Atlanta. Game 2, NLDS, Zach Wheeler against Kyle Wright. 3-2 Phillies victory today. Castellanos goes yard in his first at bat, which will be in the second inning. How's that for a bold prediction? Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. My name is Mark Farzetta. This is the Farzi Show. presented by Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. Jim Hyde approves the program, did a wonderful job as per usual. Oh, wait, I can't let another show go but by not talking about this. This is such old news, but I'm going to say it anyway. Ron Rivera getting asked about Carson Wentz. Ron Rivera getting asked about how the Eagles are 5-0, the Cowboys and Giants are 4-1, and the Washington Commanders, wait for it, suck. What's the difference? And he answered by saying,
quarterback.
If you're on the bus, that bump you felt was you and the bus driver, Ron Rivera, running over Carson Wentz. Wow! You never hear it that blunt. And when you do hear it that blunt, it's going to be over pretty soon. It's going to be over pretty soon for Carson Wentz. Now, before he played a snap, before he played a down for the Washington Commanders, my take on it was, so hold on a second. The Washington Commanders saw Carson Wentz play for Frank Reich, which was the best situation Carson Wentz could ask for from anybody, to play for Frank Reich. The guy, that if anyone could fix him, Frank Reich was going to fix him. Frank Reich didn't fix him. He did not fix Carson Wentz. So then the Washington Commanders go, now wait a tick. We can fix Carson Wentz. Maybe one of the most unjustifiably arrogant teams in the history of sport thinks, no. We're going to fix Carson Wentz. And 5 weeks into the season, really 4 weeks into the season, because it's not the first time Ron Rivera is throwing Carson Wentz under the bus. All right, Ron Rivera goes, quarterback. Why aren't you like the other teams that are good at football? Quarterback. Okay, thank you. Oh, man. Oh, it's just tastes so good. Tastes so good. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Farzy Show. Jim Hyde produced the program. Did a wonderful job. This is a Buzz Sports Entertainment production. Have a wonderful rest of the day, everybody. Go Phils. 3-2 Philly victory tonight. Zach Wheeler, I'm going to go 8 innings pitched today. Huh? What do you think about that? 8 innings today. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Go Phils. See you.